Tov, everyone. We are up to page 260, but even more excitingly, we are up to the 100th siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Kuf. Tfilas HaMoed Tzarech L'Sadir. Okay, it's a very short siman, very straightforward. Here we go. Tfilas Shel Mo'ados V'Shel Roshei Chodeshim Tzarech L'Hazder. Tfilas Al Kodem Shiit Palel. When you're davening tfilos that are unusual to you, they're not the regular weekday Shemana Esrei, so then, whether it's the Mo'adim or it's Rosh Chodesh, you have to be misadder your tefillah before you start the davening. You have to know what you're about to say before you start davening. In order that is be able to be flowing from your mouth, you don't make mistakes when you are going to daven these tefillahs. However, Ab points out the Ramah v'yeshomim dafka kishinis palim alpeh. This is dafka when you're going to be davening balpeh. Back in the day, once again, they didn't have so many sudurim. They learned the tefillahs balpeh, and therefore, before Rosh Chodesh and the Chagim, they had to misadder the tefillahs to make sure that they knew about balpeh. But if you're davening tocha sidur and you're going to have the words in front of you, so therefore you don't have a chiv to misadir the tefillah beforehand. Because you can see what you're davening, and that is the minute. That's why people not spend so much time, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, they don't spend time being misadir the tefillah beforehand. But as the Mishnah Berurah does point out over here in Sikkot and Gimel, utfilos of piyutim shechomer perusham, however, tefillos and piyutim that are difficult to understand, which for most of us in this room, it's probably all tefillos are difficult for us to understand because it's we don't understand Hebrew. Tzarech lahazir tchilu yatim misadir tefillah once again beforehand to know what you are saying. V'lo mahani sefer, that's not going to help you to say the sitter might help you to pronounce the words correct. Okay, that's slav one. But to understand what you're saying, that one also should prepare himself beforehand, especially in times when you're going to be dying tefillos that are unusual to you, to make sure that you understand the words. Simen kuf aleph. This gets back into kavana, very important things. Some of the seven will be chazara, and a lot of it will be new to us. Okay, says the Mechaber over here in Sif Aleph. Hamith palel tzarech sheyechavim b'chol ha-brachos. One who davens, he has to have kavana in all the brachos. Okay, that we all understand. You're supposed to be chavin in all the brachos. We talked about the two different types of kavana, standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch. Know that you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch with one kavana, and the second kavana is that you have perish amilos. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says that we're really talking about over here. Sif Katan Beis, Hainu perish amilos. Alkein manachem ola, amonu shiomadu perish amilos. So kolat fila. Therefore, people shall learn the perish amilos of all the davening. But as we'll soon see, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, v'al koponim shall birkas avos mumodim bivada yeshchiyav alav leidaberu. Beru wrote. And for sure, by Birkas Avos, the first bracha, and Modim are the two most important brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, that you should know what you are saying in those brachas. Okay, now we'll see in the Mechaber exactly what it is you just said. V'im eini yachol lechavim mekulam, if you do not, you're not unable to have kavana. Okay, what you just said is perish mitzvahs. In all the brachos, lefachot yechavim ba'avos. You should have at least have kavana in Birkas Avos. Okay, and as Mr. Bro points out once again, also we hold, it's also by Modim and Sif Katan Gimel, V'yesh Poskim, the Gam Modim Chashiv Kavus L'chatchilo, that we treat Modim also just like Birkas Avos. So those two brachas, you have to have kavana. Now live this. V'im lo kivin mavos, if one does not have kavana in Birkas Avos, afal pi shekivin b'kol ashar, even though he had kavana the rest of Shemoneh Esrei, yasser v'yispalo, maker to them, one is supposed to go back and daven again if he does not have kavana in Birkas Avos. Comes the Ramah and saves many people who have a very hard time with Kavana. It's not such a beautiful idea over here, but he says, "Inna ein chozrin." Nowadays, though, we do not go back, even if you do not have Kavana in Avos, you don't go back and daven another Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Bishvil chasan Kavana? Because you do not have enough Kavana, we do not go back. Sha'af bechazara, because even if we make you go back and daven another Shemoneh Esrei, Karov hu shelo yichavi. We assume once again he's going to have Nachamol is not going to have a good kavana. In Kain lama yachzer. Why should he go back and daven again and miss out on trends and more bracha levatalas? So we just let him go ahead and finish his Shemoneh Esrei, and we do not make him go back. That means what we're saying is the bottom line is really one is supposed to go back, but we don't tell people to go back nowadays. We don't allow people to go back nowadays because he didn't have kavana the first time. We're afraid you're going to space out the second time. You're not going to have correct kavana also the second time around. Therefore, we do not go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei again. And this, for Sfardim, even though the Mechaber, Paskin's over here, it's just the Ramah says not to go back. The Sfardim are also knowing, like the Ramah over here, both the Kaf HaChaim and Rav Avadya, Paskin Olach HaLevaisel, like for the Sfardim, just like the Ashkenazim over here, because the Chor, because the Savay Brachos, the Hakel, not to dive in another Shemoneh Esrei and to rely on the fact, and just assume that we don't have a good Kavanah. Now, what comes out of this, what we're saying is basically, your Shemoneh Esrei is not such a good Shemoneh Esrei if you're davening without kavanas. This is just another importance of why we daven with the minyan, because if you're, at least when you're davening with the minyan, your tefillos have some type of, so they work a little bit when we daven amongst other people. But more than that, the question is, what if one knows that he's not going to have kavana? Maybe he shouldn't daven at all. So look inside the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says this. Look inside the Enes Sikon Gimel. If he's going to mishar that even in Avos, he's not going to be able to have kavana before he starts on Esrei, lo yid palel klal. He should not have it all. Something's on someone's mind, and he knows he's going to be thinking about during Shemoneh Esrei. He's not going to be able to think about Shemoneh Esrei at all. Better not to daven, says the Chafetz Chaim. Don't daven at all, and wait till you have a little bit of Yishuv Adas, and then go ahead and daven. Okay? This might sound familiar to some people. Some who can say that I think I'm going to have kavana. Many people will have a hard time with this. So we do have the Aruch HaShulchan to rely on the Aruch HaShulchan, and Sikon Beis disagrees with this. And he writes that one should go ahead and daven, even if he's not sure he's going to be, not even does not think he's going to have kavana in Birkas Halev. Obviously, he should try and chavin his das and get himself to be able to concentrate. But even if he doesn't think he's going to be able to, the Aruch HaShulchan, this reason. The Piskei Tshuva, the verse says we should be samechan the Aruch HaShulchan over here and go ahead and daven our Shemoneh Esrei. Now, furthermore, look inside Dibur HaMasel Ve'idna. We have another problem. If you think about it logically, what happens if you wake up in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and you realize you didn't have kavana in Avos? How do you continue in your Shemoneh Esrei? Okay, you didn't have kavana at the beginning. Your Shemoneh Esrei is not really such a good. Look inside the Bir Halacha. Ask this question: Dibur HaMasel Ve'idna in Chozi. L'charver kavana so'im sima Shemoneh Esrei v'lo kivin v'avos. We're talking about nowadays. If you realize after Shemoneh Esrei, you did not mechavin avos, so therefore we're not going to tell him to daven again. However, aval im omid eitzlat tagibor. Well, let's say he's right now at tagibor and he realized he didn't have kavana. How do we allow him to continue in his Shemoneh Esrei and not to have, when he didn't have kavanah at the beginning? He's just going to be adding more brachos that are not really brachos since he's not really yotzi Shemoneh Esrei. According to Chasul al Birkas Avos. Because he's not going to have a kavanah if he davens again, we're going to allow him to continue saying brachos that he's not going to be yotzei. Kena ya nearly. Aval mitivrei chayadim kol kavdal din beis mashva deino choser afilo omid eitzla atagibor. However, the Chavetz Chaim is saying what I would have thought to say is if a person in this situation, it's a crazy chiddush over here. The Chavetz Chaim is saying, stop your Shemoneh Esrei. You can't continue. We don't let you daven again. We're afraid you're not going to have a kavanah. Stop your Shemoneh Esrei in the middle because you can't continue. However, he does say, I'm about to my desk. The Chayyadim doesn't seem to say like this. The Chayyadim seems to say, once you're in this bidding deposition, we'll even let you finish your Shemoneh Esrei. You're not talking to finish your Shemoneh Esrei. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, I have a pshar. I have a pshar. This is what one could do. Listen to this Eitza. Very, very, not very comfortable for a lot of people. V'yotar nirali. Eitzah cheres bovis. I have an eitzah that you could do. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you realize you don't have kavanah in avos. Shaloi omer odat haklal. Don't start the next bracha at all. V'yamtin ala shliach tzibur, shiomer birkas avos, v'yichavin leit latzes. Wait in your Shemoneh Esrei, stop there. Wait till the chazan starts his chazar shas, and have trying to have kavanah for the chazan's birkas avos, and you'll have kavanah through his. And therefore, now I'll be yotzei birkas avos through the chazan. When the tzibur gets to atagibor, you heard the first bracha with the chazan, and you'll continue your Shemoneh Esrei. So over here, that's the eitzah of the Chavetz Chaim. So now the Chazan East and Rosh Hashanah, they have another eitzah which is a little bit easier, especially if you're standing in a tagibor. They say what you could do is that since you're in an onus position, we'll leave tomorrow, it's not the lechatchila to daven belev, but they say that even though you're not going to go back and say Shemoneh Esrei with your mouth, but what you could do is you can maharir the first bracha on your mind. Okay, you can think the first bracha on your mind until you get to atagibor, and b'diavad you'll be yotzei that way. Okay, so that's an eitzah. If you got atagibor, you realize you didn't have kavanah in the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei. You could think to yourself, you could start again Shemoneh Esrei, baruch atah kelino leosino, kelav baruch leitzchak in your mind, and then we get to atagibor, then you'll mouth the words again. You'll go back to your regular Shemoneh Esrei. So those are a couple different eitzahs over here. Once again, we're just showing the chashivas over here, how important it is to have kavanah in Birkei Avos, Birkei Avos, maybe even more important than it is back in the day. Okay, at least they could daven Shemoneh Esrei again. We're not even allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Make sure you're mechaving your das before you start the Shemoneh Esrei. Gather your thoughts and at least have kavanah for the first bracha. We said it already, as it's brought down over here once again in Dibur Maschel, Yesh Chiyuv over here in Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal. He brings down once again Lishi Tassel we saw before. This kavanah that one has to have for even though the mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah over here is talking about Perashim Ilos, that's lichatchila. Avol b'di'eved, we said another kavanah is just to know that you're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch. So he says over here, achiyav urak lichatchila, achiyav to have Perashim Ilos, that's achiyav lichatchila. U'b'di'eved eino chozer. Ayin b'ar asim etzai chesiv, that's what we saw a couple days ago. Admar zah sover, shim lo kiven birkas avos. Afa pishizu tefila sheino ka'ogen, mikol makom chashiv etfila. Even if he did not have Perashim Ilos. Four. Birkas Avos, nevertheless, it's still considered somewhat of a tefillah, and that might also be yashiv why we allow people to continue the Shemoneh Esrei. It still is a shtickle Shemoneh Esrei, where Shlomo Zalman says, not like the Chafetz Chaim says, Mamish, the Shemoneh Esrei is nothing, it's not gornished, it's something, it's not as good as if you had kavanah for Perashim Ilos, but for sure you have to have at least the acknowledgement that you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu for that first bracha. Have that acknowledgement, you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu for the first bracha, that one lifachod has to have. Now, Mr. Bro does point out over here, Sivkat and Dalet, very importantly, this could happen out there a lot. What happens in the middle of the first bracha? You do not have kavanah. Okay, you realize, you get about to be say, Baruch Hashem, again, Abraham, and you realize your mind was thinking about what was for lunch that day. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat and Dalet. Since mitzadah din, you really should be going back and davening again. If you remember before you say Hashem's name at the end of the bracha, you go back to Lokei Avraham, Lokei Yitzchak, Lokei Yaakov. At least now you're not repeating Hashem Hashem again. You're not starting from the beginning and saying Hashem Hashem. Over there, at least you're now going to say Lokei Avraham, Lokei Yitzchak already with the correct kavanah. That's what one should do. Further, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal points out in Dibur Maschel Kodem, he says in Kfar Amar Baruchat Hashem, if you already said Hashem's name, okay, he says in Batuach Sheichavin, if you're certain yourself that you will have kavanah if you go back, Nirish Yisayim Lamdeinu Chukecha Baruchat Hashem, say Lamdeinu Chukecha, like any time you start a bracha and you say just Hashem's name, you don't continue in the bracha. Baruchat Hashem, you realize you're about to say a bracha, I'll tell you, you could Messiah Lamdeinu Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim. V'yasser Elokei Avraham, in this case also you go back to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, V'Elokei Yaakov. So that is what's going to be Alach Lamais over here, a bunch of different inyanim, if one does not have kavanah for the first bracha. Let's just read through Sivbeis, and tomorrow we'll start with Ha'aras again. Lo Yitpalel B'libo Levad. One should not daven with his heart alone. You don't daven bal peh. You don't daven just thinking the words. Ela mechatech hadvarim. You're mechatech the words. You have to pronounce the words. Bisvatov, with your lips. Umashmiya la'ozna b'lachash. And your ears should hear the words quietly. Velo yashmiya kolo, but you should not make your voice sound out loud because it could distract other people, and that's not the correct way to daven. He says you're moving your lips to the point where your ears could slightly hear the words coming out. If one is unable to daven with kavana, if he davens quietly, then he's allowed to raise his voice. However, that's if he's davening privately in his own home. Okay, then he can raise his voice if he feels he's going to have better kavana by davening out loud. But if you're davening amongst other people, guys, you got to think about other people. We don't just think about ourselves when we're davening. Okay, if you're just thinking about yourself, it's better for my Shmoneh Esrei if I daven aloud. No, you have to understand, there's a whole tzibur around it. Even if your Shmoneh Esrei is going to be worse, okay, you have to make your Shmoneh Esrei worse to make sure that you're not going to disrupt other people. Have a bit tzibur aser da'ati l'mitri tzibur, because you have a tzibur, it's going to be aser, because you're going to come to matrid the tzibur. Another reason why you want to raise your voice so that your bnei beisa learn how to daven. Okay, that's their chinuch. You feel that's a good for their chinuch. That's another reason why you'll be mutter to daven out loud once again when you're not bothering other people. Okay, so that is the mechaber over here. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll continue from here tomorrow. We'll come back with the haras on this din. Adkan for today. Have a great day.